Brazil's quick planting season could be bad for U.S. exports. NDSU Extension crops marketing economist Frayne Olson is concerned this will narrow the export window for U.S. soybeans to China.
Soybean beans start coming on the market a little bit earlier than expected. That also then gives them the advantage price-wise, because typically the cheapest beans are the ones coming right off the combine. And so it gets to be much more difficult for U.S. beans that are sitting in a bin or in the pipeline right now to be competitive. So that is one of my little bit concern is that export window might be a bit shorter this year. The other thing that happens in particular in northern Brazil, they have now switched to harvesting their soybeans and then coming back and replanting corn. So the safrinha crop, or that second crop corn, is really the larger of the two crops.
The volumes of corn coming from the safrinha crop will also impact U.S. corn exports. In the meantime, basis remains strong for producers in the Dakotas and Minnesota.
This year, again, it's a supply and demand thing. There's been good, strong demand coming out of PNW, but our local supplies are a little bit short, which then means that the local market has to compete more aggressively to try and get that grain to flow into the system. That's the reason we're seeing the relatively strong basis levels, not only for this time of year, but especially during the harvest window. Now, I don't know, given what we see today in the marketplace, I can't expect that same kind of thing to happen next year. So we're noticing that basis levels for 2022 production, if you were to forward contract today for delivery of harvest, those basis levels are much more normal. Typical what we would normally see for a harvest basis.
From a marketing standpoint,
I think we need to separate, at least mentally, kind of the market dynamics going on at old crop, including basis levels, versus the market dynamics in the new crop market.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.